Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy, Joey Fresh, Yes to Death. And thank you so much for taking the time out your day to jump on the air with your boy, Joey Fresh. Once again, I want to appreciate everyone that basically take and devote themselves to listen to my broadcast each and every time when you get the chance and when you get the notification. I would love for you, if there's any supporters out there, to jump on, support the broadcast by helping and donating $1, $5, $10 monthly, subscribing to help to get where this broadcast needs to go in the future. But hey, it's on its rise. I love when I meet people that have been listening to my broadcast, and you guys really touch my heart, and I really thank you. Once again, it's for me to pass to you. For things to grow, you need to know. Ooh, that's a good one, right? Things to grow, you need to know. And you know, I've been thinking these past couple of days, because I've accomplished one of the biggest worldwide lifetime achievements for myself in the last episode. And in that previous episode of telling the whole world about this disorder I have of my speech impediment, and also I know the word of it. It's crazy, like I kept saying it over and I'm not pronouncing it. But knowing that, it feels so amazing, ladies and gentlemen, to let people know when I start talking to them. Sometimes I kind of do stutter my words or tongue-tied my words, or even cannot pronounce some of the words that is going through my mind and how the way I pronounce it sometimes. So just bear with me, and I appreciate you once again from my heart, and I want to thank you for actually having patience and understanding, because what I go through recently, I make this moving forward, the series 8 on reflecting more through my experience. And understand that if you benefit it, use it, and apply it. Because there's a reason you're listening to it, and there's a reason you're grabbing and using some of the material that I'm passing along. Because it's sometimes it's meant for you to hear by the grace from upstairs. You know, before I get into the topic that I've been thinking on these couple of days, sometimes there's always a moment in life that you come across somebody for a reason. And sometimes you don't understand why. Sometimes you don't understand what was the reason. But on that term of gathering information, there is a purpose and a solution that you gather in that one moment. It may not be a minute, and it may not be an hour. But at some point within that conversation, later on, it will filter and understand that you received something that was more grateful that you really needed to hear. As this moment right now, when you're taking the time to listen, whatever routine, whatever activities you're doing, there's a moment right now that your brain is going to receive some type of information that you need to apply whatever you're going through. Now, once again, I love this platform that I'm delivering and also passing, because whatever you're doing, you may need it on creating some type of development, some type of change, and some type of growth. I love this platform that God gave me to basically share among those who are willing to receive. So once again, I thank you. And wherever I say today on this amazing broadcast, you will hopefully receive and benefit it from that. So today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, you know, even though I just recently got completed being dyslexic, cannot pronounce it, right? It's crazy that I'm not even allowed to speak Spanish because due to my disability. But hey, that's not going to stop your boy Fresh not one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been thinking so hard about today's topic. And it really determines the way I pronounce the title. You gotta understand, the title's very important, you know. And when I think about it, I manifest it to receive it, to share it. So the title today, going in for this series, is saying, why me? Why me? You understand sometimes in life that you look to the sky, wherever situation or scenario you're going through, and you throw and cast your fist to the air. And sometimes you just don't understand what you're doing. What is my purpose? Why am I going through this? I've been giving everything, I've been applying. But yet, I look and cast to the sky, why me? I don't deserve what I'm going through. I give what I have to, and I receive the wrongdoing. Why me? Sometimes we felt like we're alone in these type of situations and these type of depression moments that you have to really think and realize, am I doing the right way on the right path? I should be doing this, but I'm not. I should be complimenting myself in this relationship, but I can't. Why am I arguing against myself if knowing that I know what the outcome is? Why can't that person love me for the person who I am and make me develop from the person I'm not? Why am I getting... understand this. Why am I getting it's really hard to put it like this. Selected to be the only one or like an outcast. Why me to be an outcast? Why me to be alone? Why me? And you always combattle and fight with your mind. The biggest obstacle that we face each and every day when we wake up and when we go to bed is that you're basically fighting your mind every day. On which way are you going? Or am I going to talk to this person or not? Am I going to go up to this person or not? Am I going to select this job or not? You dictate the outcome of what you're going to do in your mind. And you understand, like, is this the right way I'm heading? Sometimes the outcome is not what you're looking for. Sometimes you feel like, I thought this is the right move. I really thought. You beat up yourself so hard of defeat, beat your heart so much on depression, stress, confusion, and you sing yourself out. You single yourself out of the equation. And we understand that sometimes that when we're going through the situation, that sometimes we feel like we're doing the right thing, like I said. But don't understand that there is a reason and there is a purpose. You were here and made for a reason. You were not a mistake. You were not a mistake. And understand that sometimes when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you say, is this all I give myself? Is this all I trust myself? There's a moment that you come across that why in the road. Doesn't matter how many times you hit that why. Doesn't matter how many times you stand at the fork and look at which path. No matter which way you go, you always will end up at the same middle of the fork. And you ask yourself, why? Why? And understand that you're powerful in all state of mind. You could overcome any scenario or any problems and obstacle. Your mind has the best solution that is made for and is known for to get you out of any problem when you choose to. When you really want to listen. I have told one of my mentorships that sometimes we use energy from our mind to attract, but get confused because it's only frequencies, energy. When it means so much, it's from the heart. You claim it, you meant it. It's coming true from within the heart. When sometimes you think with your mind and you're not achieving or getting what you say because you're not thinking and manifesting. So that's why it's not making confirmation on what you're saying or confirmation on what you want. Because the brain has nothing but frequencies and energy. The more confirmation, the more commitment it's in with the heart. Understand that. It makes more sense when you think about it. When certain things in your life, you think about it, that what you put so much with your heart, it ends up working the best way. Now, don't quote me and don't hold me to big fat check, but understand this, ladies and gentlemen. It may work, it may not. It may work, it may not. But understand this. It's better of doing it than saying the regret. I woulda or I could have done it. The majority of the people in the world right now, and I am one of them, sometimes say, man, I wish I could have. You're not alone in that part. You're not alone. So receive it. Understand it. This why, just me, reflect that what you could do is understand the trust in you, believe in you. Because at the end, you have an option. At the end, you have a solution. Think about this. Have a moment to yourself at this time. Close your eyes. And just think and cherish you. Think and congratulate you. Think of what you want. Think what you want to achieve. You had to believe it. You had to accept it. You have to think it of what you want to achieve. Keep those eyes closed for a couple of seconds and just listen. And listen to your heart. Listen to your mind. And just listen. Now open your eyes and feel that enjoyment. Feel that celebration. Feel that energy that you kind of lit the fire. Because if it wasn't that moment that you achieve and congratulate yourself, now the world can be more joyful, can be more, understand, the more you give it, the more you will receive it. Say it. I will do what I can to receive all is for me. I will do all I can to receive that's for me. Damn, that's powerful. One more time. I can get, I can achieve all that's meant for me and then receive back to me. You know, I told this amazing, amazing woman today, you know, and I thank God in this amazing moment. Hope. It's okay to have hope. It's okay to have hope. You can say, I hope. But hope can only get you so far. Hope was from yesterday. Or hope was a second ago. Hope is saying, I doubt myself for it to happen. I hope it will work. Believe. Believe in you from the second it's moving forward. Believe in you that it will work out the way you want it. Believe in you, you will go out and accomplish that. Raise up, chin up, shoulders back. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, that you have the potential to rise today and every day to move forward. Yes, it is a hard task. Yes, it ain't not going to be easy. Was it meant to be easy? No, it wasn't meant for it to be easy. It's easy for those who are basically average to accept what's mediocre. But there's a reason and there's a purpose that you jumped on this amazing broadcast to know that you're not just average. There's more that you can receive that you should receive. And I want to share this because understand why me? Because why you are going through it. You're learning from it. It's a character building day. You're building the new you each and every day. The moment you feel like, why me, is you're learning to be better in the next moment. And I want to share this with you. Understand. All right. Jehovah 29-11. For I know the plan I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prepare you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope, belief, and in the future. So your plan has been already written, but you can't ask for the cheat codes. You can't see chapter 10, chapter 15, what's the end of chapter 20. You are not able to skip the pages ahead. But your plan has been destined for you. Why me? Why me? Because it's meant for you to go through this road. And understand, each path will always meet back in the middle. It's just, what did you learn on that path to bring you back for the next path for you to learn? Well, that's a good one. What did I learn in the woods that God's waiting for me at the crossroads? What did I gather on this journey to better me on the next journey? Remember, and I am guilty like this as well. These past couple weeks, I have said, God, why? Why me? Why, God? I've been praying. God, out which way should I go? And in those moments, when you're combating against yourself, said, you know what? I'm done. I am done doing it my way. I am done driving my own vehicle. Because all I've been doing is driving in circles and I'm not moving forward. I've been sticking in the same problems and the same shitty shit and I'm not moving forward. I said, you know what? I'm going to give you the will, God. You know what? I'm tired of driving on E. I don't know where the hell I'm going. But you know what? I'm going to give my faith to you. I believe in you. And I'm just going to do it. I've been doing it my way for the past 35 years. Maybe you have something good for me. Oh no. Those moments, people. Those moments, ladies and gentlemen, that you go through. Maybe sometimes you let somebody else drive your vehicle. Trust me. I mean, it couldn't get any worse. Maybe you've been driving for so many years. Some could be those amazing high points climbing up the mountain. Some could be the down points going down the valley. Hey, doesn't hurt to give it a week. I mean, think about it. You still got a whole year. How's it turning out so far? You know, I'll tell you this point. Since that Saturday, I confessed it and gave it to God and said, drive my vehicle. In these 2 days, I've seen so much stuff. In 2 days, I saw things that I hoped for. Till I realized hope is for those who wishing that it could happen. And I turned that hope into, you know what, I trust and I believe. And look what that's in 2 days. But that's just my story. I bet your story is going to be phenomenal. I bet your story is going to be a world-changing event. Why am I saying this? Why am I expressing in just 2 days? Because I went from why me to I love me. I love me. Man, that feels good. I love me. When's the last time you ever tell yourself you love yourself? We get so caught up in this world that sometimes we give our energy for other people to tell us. We never tell ourselves. I love myself. I love me. It's been a crazy fucking world. Crazy fucking drive. Crazy ups and downs. Sometimes in those points when you come at that crossroad, you look back and you say, fuck. Dust yourself off and let's just go. This time, you do the driving. You know, it's different when you are on the passenger side and someone else is driving. And you get to see and enjoy the moment of sightseeing. It's a lot different, taking pictures, enjoying the moment, bracing in the sunlight, embracing in the sky. That's the love. That's when the moment you love yourself for what you're doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I end this night, think about it. Manifest it. Understand that sometimes when you say, why me? There is a reason that you need to go through it. It may take you a couple days. It may take you a couple months. Shit, it may take you a couple years. But at that moment, when you realize and you got and received what you're looking for, step back and say, you know what? I love me. And there is a reason and there's a plan. I'm not a mistake. I don't know my purpose. I don't know my why. But you know what? I do know one thing. Let me sit in the passenger side this time. And let's see how this ride turns out.